Not satisfied with censoring Chinese social media, the Communist Party is now setting its sights on Twitter. Activists inside China say in recent months, state security agents have forced some Chinese users to delete tweets, while others have had their accounts hacked. Even an influential state media editor has spoken out, warning that applying Chinese censorship to foreign websites could spark a diplomatic rift. Here's China correspondent Bill Birtles.
In October last year, 59-year-old former journalist and avid Twitter user Zhu had an unexpected meeting.
A representative from state security, someone I recognise, and another agent arranged to meet me. They printed out all my posts on Twitter and said I need to delete any posts related to President Xi Jinping or another top leader, Wang Qishan.
Mr. Zhu, who doesn't want to give his full name, didn't heed the warning and in November was called by a more senior national security agent to meet.
This agent asked me to delete all of my posts on Twitter, so I did. It was only later that I realised many other Twitter users had also been asked by authorities to delete their posts.
Mr. Zhu said he subsequently couldn't log in to his Twitter account and he was unable to register a new one with his mobile phone number. He's not alone. Another user with 4,000 followers, who also wanted to protect his anonymity, told the ABC he'd been warned by a state security agent not to post about certain subjects.
All I can do now on Twitter is interact with other users or send a few tweets that don't touch upon politics. If I tweet about anything political or maybe something cynical about China's leaders, I'll probably have some trouble.
Twitter, Facebook, Google, YouTube, WhatsApp and many other foreign websites are banned in China. A massive internet filter blocks access to them all, including their apps. But a very small proportion of people use virtual proxy network software to circumvent the censorship. There are various laws in China against unauthorized use of VPNs, and while some providers have been shut down, individual users have, up until recently, largely flown under the radar. There are signs that's now changing. This month, a man in southern Guangdong province was fined for accessing what was called the international internet through a non-approved VPN. William Ni from human rights group Amnesty monitors China from Hong Kong.
The Chinese authorities are concerned about Twitter users, even though they're a very, very minor percentage of the population, because on Twitter you can understand what the rest of the world is saying about China without censorship constraints. And also political opinion on Twitter in Chinese Twitter is often very anti-government.
While China's government denies its citizens the right to use international social media, it has no qualms about using the platforms for its government outlets. In this way, China can get its state propaganda out to the world while blocking other countries from getting their messages into China. The ABC attempted to put questions to China's cyberspace regulator, but didn't hear back. This is Bill Birtles in Beijing, reporting for AM.